Good morning and welcome to Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport, the only show that tricks you into thinking your podcatcher somehow accidentally downloaded an episode of a no longer existent podcast just to bamboozle you into getting you to buy something. This is your host, the great Luke Ski. Carrie Dalby is on assignment in Venice, Australia. We'll be back with a regular episode of Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport sometime this week. MarsCon 2010 is only a mere 3 months away. It's happening on March 5th through 7th at the Holiday Inn Select in Bloomington, Minnesota, right across from the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport and next to the Mall of America. They're a sci-fi and fantasy convention, and this year their luminaries include actress guest of honor Gwyneth Walsh, artist guest of honor John Garner, and author-scientist guest of honor Loretta McKibben. MarsCon is unique, however, for having a music track dedicated entirely to comedy music, or as the fans call it, dementia, after legendary radio DJ Dr. Demento. The MarsCon Dementia track started with just a handful of acts and has grown over the past several years to include as many as 17 mainstage acts over the course of the weekend, along with other special events. Being a track with no budget, a few years ago I started putting together an annual CD set of live tracks from the previous year's concerts to raise the funds to cover the hotel room costs for all of our non-guest of honor acts who are traveling on their own dime out to the convention to perform. Which brings us to the point of this podcast, which is to advertise that the MarsCon 2010 Fundraiser 3 CD set is now available at MarsConDementia.com, featuring 4 hours of live performance excerpts from the MarsCon 2009 Dementia Track concerts. The 3 CD set is $30 and comes with an instant MP3 download of all the tracks, or you can pay $20 and get just the MP3 download version without the CDs. The artists heard on this set include Rob Balder, Possible Oscar, Positive Attitude, The Nick Adams, Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Power Salad, The Great Luke Ski, MC Lars, The Feng Shui Ninjas, Wally Pleasant, participants in the Dementia Fan Showcase, DJ Particle, Carrie Dalby, Mark Gunn, W. Randy Hoffman, Beth Kinderman, Soggy Potato Chips, and Insane Ian. But before MarsCon 2009 started, of course, people had to get there. Several fans and artists from the Detroit, Chicago, and Milwaukee areas have over the past few years rented vans to caravan their way to the Twin Cities for MarsCon in what they call the Dementia Fun Bus. Normally, they shoutcast live on Dementia Radio for the world to hear their journey, but this year they couldn't get it to work. So instead, they decided to write and record a song while on the road to MarsCon. With music by Al Cav of Soggy Potato Chips, here's what they came up with.
The following was written and recorded on the USS Blind Wolf on the way to MarsCon 2009.
All right, everyone, let's hold this van.
All right, let's get the back seat out. Where should I put the weasel food?
I'm known as the man, the one behind the wheel. To get us all to MarsCon, I organized this deal.
My name is DJ Phoenix. I always have a blade. Sometimes it is of light, of steel our others made.
New guy on the fun bus, you didn't think you'd have. The big bad booyah daddy, the DJ known as Trav.
Wisconsin. Time to get Breakman Z. Hey! Tripper. I'm usually in shotgun, best friend to the driver.
I'm Carrie's techie husband, and I got the network on. I think I finally fixed it. Oh no, the power's out.
The last one on the fun bus, Breakman has brought the groove. Since too much stuff was packed there, they tied me to the roof.
Mics and mixers, I am the blasted one.
In the backseat with my laptop, doing IRC and email. Fell asleep on a passenger, and now I've got a female.
Crammed in with my buddies, the trip's 8 hours long. The time passed quickly this time, writing lyrics for the song.
Now that we're at MarsCon, we hug and greet our friends. They help us with the loading, and now the con begins. Yay!
Guys, can I get down from the roof now? Guys? Okay, that does it. Next year, I'm flying.
The beginning of comedy music at MarsCon can be summed up in three words. The Nick Atoms. Comprised of scientists Dr. Ted Nelson and his robot creations, Coburn and Wingard, they played atomic rock concerts featuring cover versions of classic TV, movie, and cartoon theme songs at MarsCon from 2000 to 2005. When, under mysterious circumstances, the Nick Atoms disappeared. No one had seen or heard from them for 4 years until a MarsCon performance by a European electronica performance artist, Hot Snack Time, had finally shed light onto their fate. Dr. Ted had been sucked into another dimension, and Coburn and Wingard had fallen into disrepair and were swiped by Hot Snack Time via Craigslist. Dr. Ted escaped into our dimension, arriving in MarsCon 2009 just in time to save his robots and reunite the Nick Atoms. After rocking out for a few tunes, they had this to say.
Okay.
It's okay. No,
I'm rusty.
Applaud.
I'm all rusty. Been too long.
All right. Do you need to, like, what do you need to do?
I think we should, like,
do one
know.
More song and then call it quits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be it. For the night.
But
there's hope on the horizon, folks.
Maybe, I don't know, spend a year getting repaired and stuff and maybe come back like next
year.
Yeah,
I could squirt some lube in your joints.
I don't think anybody wants us to do that. I don't know.
You're next in line.
Just for the hell of it. Herschel Gordon Lewis.
Right. All right. So anyway, are we going to announce something or are you just going to chit-chat there? Do you want to announce something?
I don't have anything else to add, man.
Wingard and I are getting married.
Like maybe we're going to announce a full show for MarsCon 2010?
Oh!
Did you miss that little detail while you're on your little furlough with Hot Snack Time?
Hey, it wasn't easy. You teleported on a 15th dimension, leaving us with a curse.
Hey, look, I fought tooth and nail to get back from that dimension and rescue your asses. I want some fucking gratitude out of you.
I'm falling apart!
We'll fix that. But
we have a whole year to fix it.
So anyway, MarsCon 2010, we're back.
Let's kick some ass.
The sky comes the fearful cry of Cobra.
Cobra!
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 Armies of the night, evil taking flight. Cobra!
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 But there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Panic spreading far and wide. Who can turn the tide?
No, no!
G.I. Joe!
American hero!
G.I. Joe was there.
G.I. Joe.
American hero. G.I. Joe was there. And they're fighting for freedom wherever there's trouble over land, sea, and air. G.I. Joe is there. And the world. Cobra.
Cobra!
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 Joes who risk it all to end the evil call of Cobra!
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 Well, they never give up, never say die, walking tall with banners high. Sound the battle cry!
G.I.
Joe!
American hero!
G.I. Joe is there! G.I. Joe!
American hero!
G.I. Joe is there! And they're fighting for freedom wherever there's trouble over land and sea and air! G.I. Joe is there!
G.I. Joe, it's a code name for America's highly trained mission force! Its purpose to defend human freedom from Cobra! A world of terror organization that determined to rule the world!
G.I. Joe!
American hero!
G.I. Joe is there! G.I. Joe!
American hero!
G.I. Joe was there, and they're fighting for freedom wherever there's trouble over land and sea and air. G.I. Joe was there! G.I. Joe!
American hero!
G.I. Joe was there! G.I. Joe!
American hero!
G.I. Joe was there! G.I. Joe!
American hero!
Joe is there. G.I. Joe.
American hero.
G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe.
The Nick Adams are MarsCon 2010's music guests of honor. They'll be performing their big reunion-slash-farewell concert on Friday night. Nerdcore hip-hop star MC Lars came out and did a set at MarsCon 2009, which allowed him and I to perform the following song live on stage together for the very first time.
Generations pop culture defined.
And the audio they heard is what stuck in their mind.
Back in the old days, you'd hear the comedy tones.
Stan Freeberg,
Tom Lehrer,
Al Sherman,
Spike Jones,
FM Dial, a flying saucer attack.
By a purple people eater or a yakety yak.
A witch doctor threw a monster mash every day.
So many novelty tunes, they come take you away.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready for the.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
In 1970, the radio saw the birth of
the Dr. Demento Show.
Monty Python didn't care the Rocky Horror was gay.
Because he was a lumberjack and he was okay.
Star Trek with some triples, no, they ain't got none.
Because they're really dead puppies and they aren't much fun.
I saw Streakin' Ray Stevens
showing off his bum.
More disgusting than fish heads.
Eat him up, yo!
When Weird Al Yankovic did his thing,
he became the all-time pop comedy king.
With parodies of Michael Jackson,
Queen Madonna,
The Police, Cyndi Lauper,
R.E.M. and Nirvana.
Judy Brown was a blunt, she had a hair of red.
Made my heart beat harder than a boot to the head.
It was a golden age and everyone had a ball.
Until grunge came along and had to ruin it all.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've joined the Dementia Revolution.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Depression rock like a cancerous tumor.
Killed all radio sense of humor.
With FCC deregulations.
Two corporations owned all the stations.
No more novelty tunes to be heard by you folks.
Except Jeff Foxworthy, they want redneck jokes.
Or Adam Sandler listening off of Who's Who's.
In the holiday list of celebrity Jews.
But Dr. D was still rocking the stacks, playing new independent comedy acts.
Like the Four Postmen.
And our Arrogant Wars Power Salad.
Sudden Death and Throwing Toasters.
Then the great Luke Ski.
Hey, that's me.
With live sci-fi cons were the place to be. Cause the fans of Funny Phil would fleetingly rock.
To the songs of Tom Smith and Uga the Mock. Come on.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've joined the Dementia Revolution.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
What's Nerdcore?
I'm glad you asked. A hip-hop revolution happening fast.
A comedy rap type fusion thing?
A genre for nerds who can't really sing. Part KRS-One and part Chuck D.
Part Rakim and part Eric B.
Check MC Frontalot and MC Chris.
And Optimus Rhyme on your nerd rap list.
MC Paul Barman, Beefy Whitey Cracker.
Dare to be stupid and bring some laughter.
Hip-hop's not dead, it's just too serious. The underground's growing and the labels are fearing this.
Novelty rap?
What? Now why are these kids here at our show?
Love and theft.
Stealing like a hobbit.
Ha, you can't stop it.
That's the hot topic.
Yeah,
are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm joining the Dementia Revolution!
Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Like an internet board.
Streaming shows from DementiaRadio.org.
And TheFump.com, or it won't take long for all you guys to
download this song.
Try to buy Rob Baldo, the webcomics geek.
Like Jonathan Colton with his thing a week.
Subscribe to podcasts because they're all the bomb.
And of course, there's DrDemento.com.
Playing Possible Oscar and Word Quartet.
Weird Al's White Nerdy, what's his biggest hit yet?
JB and KG of Tenacious D.
Want to pick the music of your destiny?
Super Evil Crunk Idol Rock on MTV.
Make sure you're in time for a different kind of MP3.
Something out of the norm. Let me make this suggestion.
I ask you the following question. Are you sick and tired of the music they play?
On the TV and the radio every single day?
All the corporate slot trying to make you a clone?
When all you want is funny music and you can call your own?
All the stand-up and skits?
Parodies by the best?
Maximum hilarity?
All right, at your request.
Does that fit you to a T?
I got a question for you.
Are you ready for your dream to come true?
Are you?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready for the Dementia Revolution? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Sound off! Raven and Scum!
Adam and his package!
Gary Dolby! The Gossip!
Wesley Willis!
Paula Storm!
The Great Luke Ski!
Carl Brown! Insane Ian! Gifted Gear! Al Cap! We've joined the Dementia Revolution!
Warm Quartet!
Thank you very much. MarsCon 2009. Coming up next, FC Lark.
Get for the Great Luke Ski. Luke Ski.
And now it's time for the MarsCon 2010 preview. The music guests of honor are the Nick Adams, and returning to the Dementia track this year are past favorites Rob Balder, Worm Quartet, Carrie Dalby, The Gothsicles, Power Salad, Hot Waffles, The Great Luke Ski, Devo Spice, Raymond and Scum, and, this time with a full set, Insane Ian.
House, I need a doctor. House, not just any doctor. House, you know I need your doc. House.
We have a whole bunch of new coming acts this year, including from the Fump Sideshow, Odd Austin.
Atari is rad, Atari ain't new. Atari was all the rave back in 82.
And Dino Mike.
Was only 99 times
that I was with your wife. And I apologize, least it wasn't 100. Well, you.
From the auxiliary ranks of the Fump, we have Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Yes, see now, fan fiction scares the living shit out of me. I can't believe that.
And our resident wizard of Potter Rock parodies, Steve Goody.
Ever since I've been in Hogwarts, I play the Quidditch ball. Flying on my broomstick, I'd hardly ever fall. But I ain't seen nothing like him flying over castle walls. That magically inclined kid sure plays a mean Quidditch ball.
I've never seen anyone fly like that.
But he's just a first year.
It must be that Harry Potter.
He began as a nephew of muggles who were mean, living in a cupboard until Hagrid intervened. Now he ain't got no parents, they were killed when he was small. But that messed up left behind kid sure plays a mean Quidditch ball.
We have Dementia's original one-man band, Throwing Toasters.
Always remember to say please and thank you when you take in candy from a stranger. Always remember to do what your parents say. You can do whatever you want when they're not around. It only takes 13 digits to call India. Stick a fork in the microwave and set it to 30 minutes.
And finally, headlining our Saturday night Nerdcore set, straight out of NYC via Nerdapalooza, it's Nerdcore's Hellspawn, Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Yes. Because all nerds think about is sports. All we ever think about is sex.
The ladies and gentlewomen, lend me your ear. I love every last one of you, I wanna be clear. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm some fetishist freak, but if I had to pick a favorite, it would have to be geeks. Oh, those nerdy girls. Those oh-so-purdy girls. A wordy girl's a love-a-joke, only if it's dirty girls. A flirty girl's a blue jeans and t-shirty girls. A Bert and Ernie girls, the pearls of the world. I see you in every venue, city and state. You're often awfully awkward, baby, I can relate. When I play cat people live and in your town, you're the one in the crowd howling meow, meow, meow. Tell me about your kitties, do they fill you with laughter? And which cartoon characters did you name them after? Your house is full of stacks of DVDs and CDs. You've seen Star Wars even more times than me.
MarsCon is awesome, and once again we have proven it. This has been the MarsCon 2010 preview. Each year, we traditionally end the Dementia Track with a show we call the Dementia Smackdown, in which each of the weekend's acts takes turns getting up on stage to do one more song, usually a cover version of some well-known comedy song. We've had people cover Dr. Demento Show classics, Weird Al songs, and even covers of songs by other acts at MarsCon. This year, we kicked it off with Carrie Dalby's cover of a song made popular on the internet, getting help from a few of her friends.
I pile on the candy, it's such a pretty sight. It makes the food taste dandy, but my tummy hurts all night. I'll put in some ingredients, but keep the rest for me. I'm not just disobedient, I'm careful, can't you see?
It's a fancy cake to make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy, never use a messy recipe. The cake will turn out crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a cake. You know we've got it made, you know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to bake a cake.
Make a food in just like science. Tools are bending blades. Every food application makes a brand new taste.
It's a piece of cake to bake a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy, never use the best recipe. The cake will turn out crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a cake. We've gotta have it made, you know that I love cake. Finally it's time to bake a cake. We gotta have it made, you know that I love cake. Finally it's time to bake a cake.
Break it down, Karen, let me see you back it up. Let your ass down low and drop that motherfucker up. Break it down, Karen, and let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down low and bring the motherfucker up and say back that Karen, she's a motherfucker. Say back that shoebox, he's a motherfucker. Say back that Earl, he's a motherfucker. Say back that Chris, he's a motherfucker.
It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake.
What?
If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah!
No, you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe.
What?
The cake will turn out crazy. If you do the cooking by the book.
What?
Then you'll have a cake.
Luke Ski moment now, bitch. Buy my CD now, bitch. Luke Ski moment now, bitch. Buy my CD now, bitch. It's MarsCon. Gonna get mine. Dementia Smackdown 2009. It's MarsCon. I'm gonna get mine. Dementia Smackdown 2009.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Cake. Yeah.
Sugar high.
Virtually all of the artists who perform at MarsCon are involved with the website The Funny Music Project, aka thefump.com, in some way. At The Fump, there is a page called The Sideshow, where we encourage people to post their own comedy songs. A number of regular sideshow acts had been asking me if they could perform, so last year we did a post-closing ceremonies concert featuring acts from The Fump Sideshow. We closed it with this song by Insane Ian, which featured all of the remaining dementia acts who hadn't left to go home yet, joining him on stage for this misty, tear-jerking final number.
From the grave, there were people dying and getting up again, and it seemed that no one could be saved.
And then science came to answer nature's call and keep the zombie threat at bay.
They're valued members of society,
and we reach our voices up to say there's something about a zombie
from the way they thirst for brains to the ones who still have names. There's something about a zombie that makes me think maybe the afterlife ain't so bad.
Now we spend time with our family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now we spend time with our families, even though some of them may be dead. You can see your grandma anytime you please. Just make sure that first she's been well fed.
Now there are baggage handlers, or maybe traffic cops, or the guys who clean up at the zoo. There's something about a zombie, from the ones who still look fresh to the ones with rotting flesh. There's something about a zombie that makes me think the afterlife ain't so bad.
There may be times when we need to watch our backs, because some zombies might get loose. Hey, just don't let them bite you, right, Ian?
Or drink after them.
Yeah,
cause that's the way the infection is produced.
There was a time when the zombies were a threat, but now we see that they're just like you and me.
They smell a little, and they rot a lot,
and they just as soon as bite your hand off clean. Something about a zombie, from the way they shuffle on, even though that one leg's gone. There's something about a zombie that makes me think the afterlife ain't so bad.
Harry Dalvin.
Sure, some are kinda gross, but some celebrities are making a comeback in Hollywood. Some still lean on a post, but James Dean and Monroe and the Lord are so good.
Let's hear all you zombies out there.
There's something about a zombie.
Oh yeah, there's something about a zombie.
From the ones who still look fresh.
They look fresh.
To the ones with rotting flesh.
That's all the flesh.
Something about a zombie that makes me think the afterlife ain't so bad. There's something about a zombie.
Put your hands in the air. Pick up that arm lying on the floor and wave it in the air.
Where'd that thing go?
There's something about a zombie.
Can you understand what I'm saying to you people? Can you see? The zombies, they need us. This is for the zombies, the people who can't be.
There's something about a zombie.
It's called Shamble Zombie and Twitch.
That makes me think the afterlife is so bad.
Hey, your mom is from the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How you been?
Oh, no. Oh, dear God. I need my brains.
Pudding capacity.
Insane Ian, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep it going for Soggy Potato Chips, DJ Particle, Beth Kinderman, and W. Randy Hoffman of the FUP Sideshow.
Thank you, MarsCon.
And continue giving it up for Rob Boulder, Carl yes. Brown, Power Salad, Terry Dalby, Earl Wingard Lucas,
and the great Luke Ski.
Well, that's all the time we have for this blatant attempt at shilling a product this week. Be sure to support your MarsCon funding musicians by visiting the website MarsConDementia.com and ordering the MarsCon 2010 Dementia Track Fundraiser 3 CD set. Again, it's $30 for the 3 CD set that comes with the instant MP3 download of all the tracks from the set, or for $20 you can just get the MP3 download version without the CDs. Previous year CDs and MP3 sets are also still available there. You can find links to the websites to all of our MarsCon Dementia track performers at the links page of MarsConDementia.com. MarsCon 2010 is March 5th through 7th. A weekend badge costs $45 until January 31st. After that, it'll be $60 at the door. Visit MarsCon.org to pre-register and for more information. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you all at MarsCon 2010.